WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, a fourth student, a 17-year-old boy, dies today from gunshot wounds suffered in yesterday's shooting at a high school in Michigan. Seven others were wounded there, some critically. A motive is still under investigation as authorities continue to search the suspected sophomore shooter's phone and social media posts. He was a fugitive for almost 2 years before being captured in North Carolina, and now he will spend more than 3 years in prison, all for failing to register as a sex offender. 49-year-old Gregory Dennis Dayton had last registered in 2018, a lifetime requirement after being convicted in the 90s of endangerment in New Jersey after impregnating a minor. Prosecutors have announced criminal charges against a New Brunswick woman stemming from the wrong-way crash that claimed the lives of two children last week.
31-year-old Yukari Batista Alcantara faces aggravated manslaughter, vehicular homicide, and other charges for the crash that killed 2 9-year-olds while also hurting 2 police officers and a person they had in custody. Prosecutors believe reckless driving and alcohol consumption were involved when the Honda Accord went the wrong way down an on-ramp in North Brunswick, hitting a police cruiser on Route 130. An elementary school in Somerset says a fourth grader and his cousin were victims in the crash. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey news made possible by Indeed with Indeed Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. A new program is about to begin in South Jersey that will create teams of Jersey State troopers and mental health counselors to respond to mental health emergency situations.
We're trying it as a pilot program here in Cumberland County. We're going to be evaluating it in partnership with the Rutgers School of Public Health. And if it works, we'll look to expand it statewide.
Acting State Attorney General Andrew Brook says the Arrive Together program will be the first of its kind ever launched in New Jersey. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on podcast. Warm up on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 wants to light up your holiday, and you could win $1,000. Show us your home, tree, yard, anything that makes our Jersey holidays merry and bright. Share a pic of your dazzling lights on our app or on NJ1015.com and get in to win $1,000. Thanks to our sponsor, Seasonal World, New Jersey's favorite Christmas store and in-ground pool builder. This holiday season, light it up. You could win $1,000 from New Jersey 101.5.
5303, New Jersey fast traffic.
Looks like some of that afternoon commute volume beginning to set in. Garden State Parkway a bit busy southbound, 142 down to 140. We're bunching up on the turnpike northbound out of the car and truck lanes back up to the western spur. And both spurs a little bit slow south of Route 3 already. If you're northbound on the eastern spur after Route 3, they've got construction running back up to the Vince Lombardi service area. And also watch out for slowdowns around Hillsboro, 206 a bit busy both ways between Triangle Road and Valley Road. Some more construction slowdowns around Cherry Hill on Route 70. That's eastbound side back out to 295. 295 a little bit slow down to exit 26 as well. Taconi-Palmyra Bridge, the bridge opening is complete. Traffic moving along once again, and the rest of your Delaware crossings look pretty good. Also, I want to mention better on the turnpike car lanes. They cleared away a northbound wreck before 8A, so the car and truck lanes move pretty well from there back up to the airport. At the Hudson, we're in the 5-minute range for the tunnels. Don't forget it's a gridlock alert day in Manhattan. They're doing the tree lighting later on tonight. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's up at 318. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating system and water heater and give you a no-breakdown guarantee throughout the entire season, or your repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or book online at GuaranteedService.com.
Jersey Radio.
Thank you for making the drive a little more bearable.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There is a warm-up on the way. Unfortunately, it will come with some clouds and raindrops. Even more unfortunately, the warmth will only last a day. We are going to get wet tonight, around a light rain likely sweeping through the state. Low temperatures fall to around 40 degrees. We will stay above freezing tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs 55 to 60. There is a chance of an additional rain shower in North Jersey tomorrow afternoon and evening. On Friday, we flip right back to cold and blustery weather, mostly sunny, highs back down to 45 to 50. Looks dry and chilly this weekend with highs mainly in the 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Ocean Township, 51, Reddington, 48, Wildwood Crest, 50. Fast traffic into weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Forge Jewelers. For 50 years, Barry Berman of Forge Jewelers has offered customers one of the largest quality jewelry, watch, and gift collections in the area, all under one roof. If you haven't seen this store, you should. For more information, visit ForgeJewelers.com.
New Jersey 101.